You're listening to the Daily Batuta News Wrap, live on Desert Rock FM.
Hello, my name's Wendell Hussey, and you're listening to the Batuta Daily News Bulletin. We're coming to you live from the Budgie Smuggler bedroom with a wrap-up of all of the biggest stories from the Batuta Advocate today. We'll start off this news wrap where you'd expect us to start off with news about the George Pell appeal verdict that sent shockwaves around the nation. After that announcement by the High Court this morning that Pell would walk free, there was a follow-up statement issued by the legal system itself. "We need victims to speak up," says legal system that just dismissed an entire jury's decision. The statement came after the High Court gave a massive middle finger to the nation's sexual assault and abuse survivors by dismissing the verdict of a jury who spent months deliberating on the evidence placed in front of them. It's believed that those actions by the seven rich old white judges of the High Court will serve as a great incentive for anyone wanting to speak up and seek justice, but just in case anyone got the wrong message, they've made sure to formally urge victims to come forward. So hopefully that has the desired effect. And there was a comment on that one from Peter Smart, who lives down in the French Quarter, who said, "Amazing how the Catholic Church can find resources to fund expensive legal defences, yet hides behind the law to deny any reparations to the victims of systematic abuse by the clergy. A sad day indeed." On to some more George Pell news, and we broke an exclusive out of Melbourne this morning. That was about Andrew Bolt experiencing his first orgasm since the massage chair incident of 1997. Yep, following the news that his friend and witch hunt of the decade recipient George Pell had his convictions of sexual assault quashed by the High Court, Murdoch commentator Bolt had an involuntary and wet trip down memory lane. The uncomfortable sight for the staff at Sky News reportedly lasted for an agonisingly long time as he let out long and loud moans following the news of the judgment. Disgusting. The pedophile apologist then rearranged himself quickly and told everyone to get on with their jobs before psyching himself up for the day that effectively serves as his grand final. Moving along to our last George Pell story for the Bulletin, and we broke some more news from down south about friends of the former Cardinal today, with Tony Abbott asking if picking up a mate from prison counts as essential travel. The former Prime Minister turned Indigenous rights activist turned unemployed boomer asked the question after hearing the news that Pell had been straight up acquitted. "Alexa, is helping a mate out allowed?" he yelled at his Google Home device as he quickly made about packing his things for the lightning trip down the Hume Highway. He then asked the device to call Miranda and John to see if they wanted to come on a road trip as well. And what a road trip that would be. Finishing up with some non-Pell news now, and a local woman has hit out at those breaching the national social distancing policy. This comes as the boomer named Meredith took to social media to shame the disgraceful crowds who, like her, were also at the park. The parkgoers have since been shamed on social media after photos emerged of the crowds violating social distance protocol while all the locals went outside and attempted to exercise at the same time yesterday. Occurring down at Jason Little Reserve in Batuta's inner city district after work, it's believed Meredith actually went down there to exercise herself, but instead seized upon the opportunity to let rip and started photographing and posting furiously. She's since been Googling other large green areas to visit in an attempt to try and catch more people out of the house. I'd say there'll be plenty of fodder around to keep her occupied. But that's all from us for today's news wrap. Thanks for tuning in, and don't forget to subscribe if you haven't done so already. We'll be back again tomorrow with your short, sharp news wrap, but until then, look after yourselves and stay sanitized. Goodbye.